of the mind flip.
Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer, a D&D play podcast set in the homebrewed world of Jekhale. We've got two DMs for some reason, which can only mean twice the fun. So sit back, relax, and enjoy your time at
Theater of the Mind Flayer.
Welcome to Theater of the Mind Flayer, Peaky Blinders, Neverminders. I'm Jacob Mason. That's Caleb Daddle.
I like that one. I'm Caleb Daddle. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You turn this back on me, are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Okay. You came in saying that you were surprised that you feel good.
Oh, yeah. I was very hungover this morning, but I really forced myself out of the throes of it.
Nice.
So I went out for a nice walk, you know, went to the park with Olive, got some ice cream.
Nice.
You know, got some vitamin D because it's sunny for the first time in a long time. So
yeah, it's a very nice day. We're cooped up inside recording. We're here with Danielle Butlin.
Hello.
And we're here with Luke Sykes.
Vitamin D.
We're here with Michael McGandy.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, the nonsense. I'm the serious one. We're here with Hercules Mace.
Hello.
How are we all doing?
Good.
Yeah. Delightful.
Delightful. Very nice. We're testing out our camera set. This one won't be on video, but soon we will be. Everyone wave at the cameras.
Maybe it will be on the Patreon.
Maybe not.
Why not?
You just wanted to watch the camera, didn't you? What are everyone's plans this coming day of the weekend, this Sunday? I know two of you just had rehearsals. Is it wind down day? Is it second rehearsal day? What are our plans tomorrow?
I'm golfing.
Oh, nice.
Mm-hmm. On Bowen Island.
Oh.
That's a long way to go.
Is there particularly good golfing?
I don't know, but I'll let you know next week. I was just invited. I was like, yeah, let's go. I haven't golfed at all this year, so I'm a bit worried that my
Are you
stroke,
good?
I got really good last year. Well, I was pitch and putting probably like three or four times a week last year. Like I was getting seriously good, but my driving's really poor because I haven't been playing a lot of like real full course golf. So it'll be interesting. See how
it's
we get
a different
on.
Game.
It's a beautiful game.
I said it's a different game, but
it's
sure.
A beautifully different game.
What about you, Michael? What do you have to do tomorrow?
Nothing crazy. I just work in the evening and probably rehearsals for scene study, but
nice.
That's about it.
What a boring life you have. How's the new cat?
Great. Oh my new God. Cat. Well, it's not a new cat, but it's a new cat to Vancouver.
No, but you
yeah,
Vancouver.
It's my, yeah, my mom, she visited for the week, brought my cat over, and now it's just the best.
Yeah.
It's so hard to get out of the bed in the morning when they're cuddly and you're like, I'm not leaving.
Yeah, I'm going to stay with this hot water animal.
Does it do that thing where it like digs its claws into you?
Yeah, he's a very affectionate cat.
Yeah. What's his name?
Jack.
Speaking of affectionate cats, what about you, Luke? What are you up to tomorrow with your cat that wants to kill anyone that goes near it?
Everyone but us.
Yeah.
It loves us.
It's a good guard cat. It's a very good guard cat.
What am I doing tomorrow?
Painting.
No, but maybe. Painting's kind of done. I got other stuff to do, but I don't want to put it on recorded audio, and so it can't be used against me.
Drugs. It's drugs.
Okay. Drugs and debauchery. And Hercules Maze.
Just say, don't tell Strata.
Nice.
Gotta work.
That's
gotta work, and then I'm going to play D&D with other nerds.
Nice. Very nice.
Not these nerds, other nerds.
Oh, shit nerds.
Yeah. They don't listen to the podcast.
We love you shit nerds if you do listen.
You know who you are in 3 years from now when you finally listen to this.
Herx got salt. Herx got salt. Caleb, have you got a true or true?
I do. Welcome to this week's episode of Treats.
Vitamin D.
We went right past the vitamin D joke. We went right past the cat joke.
We're on video now. We're more mature.
I've already made a comment about Michael.
We're having practice video sessions so we can all get the like... I'm nervous. Don't say anything.
Exactly. If you listen to the podcast, I did make a pussy joke with Michael last time he talked about the cat.
Yeah.
So we're you know.
If you listened.
Yep.
Okay. This is actually a fun one. This is a fun trivia treat.
So you don't think any of your other ones
like
are fun?
8 hours of painting.
Well, this
a
one
day
is like
that
one
I
that I was
it.
Like, oh, you know, like okay. I really
it's
was
got
like
white noise cool. or something playing.
Have at
anything
it.
But our podcast.
I got drop out. I got better.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Shout out to Dropout, the better D&D content.
Also, the latest Game Changer was hilarious.
Is it the bingo one?
Yeah.
Oh, so smart.
So good.
Man, Dropout, give us a call. Give us a trivia treat, Caleb.
How many players played in the world's largest D&D game, setting a record in the Guinness Book of World Records?
Eight.
We could beat that. Why aren't we doing that?
We don't know two more people.
500.
No.
1,000.
Whoa.
No. This is kind of, this is like, this is a mean one in that it is just something I read about that was interesting, but you're obviously not going to be able to.
52.
To guess.
1,117.
You're actually very, very close.
1,118. 1,112.
No. I think I'll tell you because you are close. You are
1,001. 1,000 players and one DM. Yeah. 1,001.
No. Actually, I don't know. To be fair, I don't know
those
if this
sort of events, they usually have split up. It's just everyone playing in the one
room.
So
the way
right?
they were doing well, it was like they were fighting Vecna in this like huge siege. So like every table was like a different part of the siege party.
Right.
And then so they had to all attack like in unison different parts of the wall. And then they all had to fight like a different avatar of Vecna and deal a certain amount of damage.
So it was DM'd by separate people.
Loads of DMs, but then obviously... communicating, but
I honestly think Brennan Lee Mulligan DMing for all the strikers, people striking for SAG-AFTRA is probably the biggest D&D event. Like he literally DM'd for like a couple hundred people,
a couple hundred people on his own, 1,227
who had their own DMs each.
Who were really close.
Who had their own DMs each.
I don't know how many DMs there were, but they were broken up obviously into
how many people died. Like how many characters died?
I'm actually not too sure. I don't know.
When
that'll
was
be
it?
Next week's trivia treat. I think it was like 2 years ago.
Where was it?
It was in Utah.
Utah?
Yeah, it was in a mall in Utah. No, it was in a mall. A
castle in Utah?
There's a D&D in a castle. D&D in a castle is in England, but they have a venue in Utah. USA.
That's what I mean.
It won't be nearly as old as the other one.
It was all Mormons.
But yeah, I thought it was cool playing like...
So Utah is.
Well, Salt Lake City, yeah.
No, the whole state. The whole state was founded by Mormons.
Yeah, but they're not 100% Mormons right now.
Well, no. No. But
that's what they
want. Can't buy
you to
alcohol
think.
On a Sunday.
Yeah, it's true.
Can you not?
So everyone's Mormon on a Sunday.
As Michael always says,
in Utah,
Mormon
in
on
Utah.
A Sunday.
When I first
in
moved
Utah.
To the UK, which is like 2000-ish, when I started buying alcohol, you couldn't buy alcohol on Sunday after 12.
Interesting.
That was this week's episode of Trivia Treats.
Mormon.
Nice.
You seem to be in word association mode, Michael.
Okay.
So we are going to play a word association game.
Chestnut.
Yeah. So someone's going to throw out a word. First, Caleb's going to give us a topic, whether it's celebrities, whether it's trees, whether
fish.
It's fish. Or animals will probably be easier.
Nope, fish.
But it's going to be animals.
It's going to be fish.
It's going to be animals.
It's going to be fish.
And what we need is for one of you to say a word, and then someone needs to use the last letter of that word to come up with something of the same category.
No. Oh, you're brain spelling.
I love it when I announce an improv game and I get,
spellings.
So it's going to be animals, starting with zebra. Animals. I just said animals. Fuck me. Would you like to try do it with fish?
Sure.
Okay. Fish.
Herring.
Garfish.
Haddock.
A kingfish.
Is it fish or is it animals? I'm confused.
It's fish now.
All it says, I've nailed the fish.
Yeah.
What was the last one?
I said kingfish.
It's all just going to end
hagfish.
In
hagfish ends in H as well.
Hammerhead shark.
That's not a fish.
Well, it's got gills.
Technically not a fish.
It's got gills.
Listen
what is
the,
it?
Listen to the marine biologist.
Actually, I think it is a fish.
It's got gills and it lays eggs?
Lays eggs.
It does lay eggs.
It does lay eggs.
But it can also, sharks, interesting side fact, have three different ways of giving birth. Great white sharks have all their babies in their stomach, and then all the baby sharks eat each other, and the last one or two that survive get birth.
The soul survivor.
The soul survivor. All right, so let's do this game.
Oh my God, that would be
we're
so
gonna do it. We're gonna do it with countries.
Okay.
Countries. Here we go.
You hit that first syllable real hard.
What do you mean? Countries. Countries.
Go on then.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it.
What were we doing?
Brazil.
Oh, I thought that was...
Liechtenstein.
Oh.
That's an N.
Norway.
Why?
Yemen.
Wow.
You said Norway,
Macedonia. No, N. Yemen.
Netherlands.
Somalia.
Australia.
Argentina.
America.
Armenia.
God damn it.
Albania.
Austria.
Can we go historical?
Albania? Have we said
already
that
said
already?
That.
Albania's
it.
Already been done.
Austria-Hungary. We're going real historical.
Is Antarctica?
Sure.
Cool.
Still ends in A.
Oh, gosh, darn it. Algeria?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still ends in A. Why does every country starting with A ends in A?
Afghanistan.
Ooh. There we go.
Nigeria. Now, we're not saying all because of Nigeria. We're saying all because of the A.
Yeah.
Like, we have to preface that.
What are that?
Is Andorra? Is that a country?
Yay!
Still ends in A.
Sure, we'll take it.
We'll take it. You said Antarctica.
No, my brain was just like, is Andorra the same or different? Andorra?
An
like, is it real?
It's a fucking improv game.
Azerbaijan.
Have fun with it. What'd you say?
Azerbaijan.
Azerbaijan. Bless you.
Don't end it in an A. Here's the new challenge.
Yeah.
Nepal.
Nice.
Oh. Libya.
Ah! Come on.
Oops.
Let's open it up to cities.
Amsterdam. Mm.
Madrid.
Mm.
Denmark.
Mm.
Kuwait.
Mm.
Timbuktu.
Mm.
What are you laughing at that one?
A real place.
Oslo.
Orlando.
Orlando.
Ottoman Empire.
Now we're going to empires.
Yeah, there we go. Ottoman Empire.
Egypt.
Oh. Tiananmen Square.
Tanzania.
Square ends with an E.
E.
England.
Yay!
Hi,
wow, was I doing that badly?
Yeah.
Dusseldorf.
Ooh.
Frankfurt.
The Forbidden
Taiwan.
City.
The Forbidden City.
We said Yemen already?
I think Yemen's been said,
yeah.
Doesn't Taiwan end with an N?
Well, you came in with Taiwan after he said the Forbidden City, so.
I wasn't sure which was.
What's the Forbidden City?
It's a place.
I did not know that.
Because it's forbidden.
Oh.
You got a lot of silence to edit.
You can't.
This, one.
This is the issue with the
Yellowknife.
Podcast.
Yellowknife.
That's actually a city.
You can say it. You don't have to.
I can't say it to my own city.
Romania.
Gosh darn it.
You ruined the game. Cancel.
Alabama.
That's an A.
Arkansas.
As well.
That's a state.
Arkansas.
State.
Mom and Pa.
Your mom and pa are so big, they're a place. All right. Let's give it one more go. And this time
let's do word associations, but with someone says a city and someone associates something to that city.
I'll feel it. It's dangerous for this group. Here we go. Amsterdam.
Weed.
Yeah.
Okay. Vancouver.
Weed.
Nice.
California.
Weed.
Oh.
Well, that's how that game's played. Speaking of weed, why don't we get stuck in the weeds of whether Alpin will live or die?
Oh, if he's not already dead.
We'd like to keep playing.
Oh! Ooh. Yemen?
Theater of the Mind Flip!
In our last session, a vicious battle occurred in the hopes of liberating the Temple of Brigantia from its invaders. With his cover blown, Force once again unleashed his new terrifying form, granted by the Great Old One. You all tore through Kenku and Yuan-Ti alike and managed to free the remaining clerics being held captive. Sir Alpin was down in the chaos, however, and was unable to be healed due to the clerics using up their final spell slots. Despite a quick break in combat, you heard rumblings of more invaders coming down to the tunnel that they had been digging to Lorna Cath. You race to Sir Alpin's lifeless body with very little time before more danger approaches. which is where we're going to begin our session.
We didn't actually know he was dead.
You just listened to what Caleb's...
I don't even think recording. Caleb knows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Caleb's got no idea.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do know. I saw the rolls.
Excellent. You run to Sir Alpin's lifeless corpse there. As you run to Sir Alpin's body, what do? You see the cleric, one of the clerics over the top, the Harangon individual, the bunny individual, placing his hands over, attempting a spare the dying of sorts. What do you do for us when you get over there?
I open my D&D Beyond and see I have one hit point and go, uh-oh. what do I do? did I do any kind of checks on him last time?
Nope, you just ran over to him.
All right, I'll do a force. I'll do a medicine check.
Excellent. Go ahead and give me a medicine check.
Ooh, with the new shiny dice. Or,
ooh,
natural one. Dice hate me today.
No.
Dice are hating.
Here's what happens.
Hating me.
As you drop to help him, the Harangon looks up and says, it's okay, I think I've got it. And you press down and you hear something crack. And he's like, oh, fuck. And he starts to try to stop Alpin from dropping for a third time.
I'll pump in 40 of my lay on hands.
Nice. You pump in 40 of your lay on hands. What does it look like as you do this?
Oh, it's a little questionable right now. As I go down and grab his neck.
You're healing them through his neck. So I wring his neck with healing.
you got hit by a lot of things all around. By a lot of ice, wasn't it?
He was hit by a whole bunch of shit.
I think there was lightning as well.
Ice, fire.
Yeah, so I'm grabbing his neck where some burns are, and then just start whispering, don't you fucking die, I want to know your backstory. There's a lot going on there, and I think you need to discover there's something deeper, and start whispering out these words, and then light comes from my hand, but also I would say some darkness comes from my breath.
Yeah.
And goes into him as well.
Excellent. There is a moment of stillness, kind of squeeze his neck a little more, try to feel for a pulse. There is a slight boom, and he goes, I'll fucking kill you all. And he grabs his spear and kind of swings it around. He looks at you, Force, and he goes, oh, Force, sorry, I was somewhere else for a moment then. Did we win?
I mean, the response was pretty reasonable to your situation right now as well. Currently, we have won, but we might need to leave.
Okay. Kind of pulls himself up on his spear as
you
he
need
does.
More.
He says, no. In fact, take 4 of those hit points back. I only have 36.
Oh, shit. You are not strong.
No, I'm not at all.
Oh, shit.
As he pulls himself up, he looks incredibly haggard, incredibly tired, incredibly weary, like he's died 3 times in the last 30 seconds. As he leans up, you can see that Nesh, the Harangon, the other bird individual are there, the healers are there. Nesh looks at you, Force, and says, do you know if we should continue to run or whether you need help or not? I've got a few spells left in me, but you did a very good job of dispatching those nasty other individuals.
I would suggest, if you know a way out, you run. But before you go, one, can you heal me? Because I am suffering. And two, can you get... You removed all the exhaustion, I heard. Can you remove, like, some of his tiredness?
That would be a fair... Sorry, I dropped my dice. That would be a very high spell slot. And I don't think I have the diamonds for that. But if we stick around, if I have a quick rest, I'll definitely be able to help him. We all will be able to help him if we have a rest.
She touches you. She reaches out with her hands. Once again, hands. She places her hands on you. 10, 14. 18 points of healing to you, Force, as they glow. As they glow, we cut across to Azareth. Where are you? What are you doing right now?
I just bamfed 60 feet back into the room with
That's
the
right.
Spirit Guardian.
Yeah.
So I'm currently flinching.
Spirit Guardian holds.
And then
pause
in the
yeah.
And I'm going to look.
Next time.
Right? I'm going to look down the hallway. And I guess I see Agnar and.
Edirath, yeah.
And Edirath.
Yeah.
I'll kind of make my way down the hallway. You all right down there? Everyone all right?
Barely.
Well, I think there's more coming, so we should probably regroup.
Oh, fuck.
Make my way to, like, the entrance where the cave entrance is and look into it and see if I can see anyone.
Yeah, Agnar, Enra.
We were with a few other...
Very exhausted-looking healers. One of them looks to be a tabaxi individual, like a tabby cat individual. Another one seems to be, like, a sleek kind of black-furred cat. And the... third one appears to be some sort of hooked, beaked, kind of narrow-headed bird with eyes on the side. Looks like a parrot. This would be Paulie that you were.
Oh, yeah, Paulie.
Yeah.
And there were two more. Could we see? We could see the I thought they came.
Nope. You could hear them on their way down, but you couldn't quite see them. Azareth, as you run to the entrance to the cave, you can see that there's snaking kind of cave ways that lead down towards where you know the rest of the healers to have gone and Alpen. As you look down that way, there is a glow, like you recognize a healing glow from down that way. And you would hear at this point that, I'll fucking kill you! As Alpen awakens.
Oh, I'll start to jaunt over at that.
Excellent.
Is everything all right over here? Sir Alpen!
My leash!
Well, that's a good sign.
Force, save me. As did these wonderful healers. Thank you all. I really need to sleep.
Not yet, sir.
Yes,
soon.
Of course. Stands back up. Alpen has 3 points of exhaustion for anyone playing at home.
I think it might be a better idea that he stays and protects the healers like he has been doing so far.
We're staying.
We're missing two.
I shouted, they should be on their way.
I think we should go back this way. It sounds like everything's okay in that direction.
I'm going to point down the hall to where Azareth was.
Yeah, back into the temple a bit more.
Gathering them back in that direction.
Okay. As you gather the two tabaxi and the parrot, they kind of are bustled down the hallway there. They're bustled down the hallway. You pass by the entrance to the right. You can see the caves and you see Alpen, Force, and Azareth with Nesh and the others there, barely lit through the sconces that kind of light this area here.
Any of remaining bodies around of the Kenku specifically?
There are a lot of bodies. Like the body of the Kenku is directly behind Force right now. You can see that there is... smushed through. You can see that there's the body of many lizard folk around. Back in the hallway is the large pit, Malison, and old mate Hasuma. Adudim's also there. Like, you have wiped these guys out. The remainder were mining, and they sound like they're making their way back to figure out what all this noise is.
While I wait for the two to join, I'm going to take a look at the Kenku, see if it has any magical bits and bobs.
Yeah, go ahead and loot that body, Mr. Priorities.
That body.
While I'm waiting.
While he's doing that, just so you know, I did 10 lay on hands for me, and I used my 2 channel divinities to gain back spells.
Beautiful. What
if
does
I
that
can still
look
use them.
Like as, yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You feel, as you tap into this channel divinity, there is an unmistakable presence of, I'll allow it. Michael, roll with disadvantage.
Fuck you! Because that's a natural 20.
Nice. He was so proud he needed me to see it.
I know, I could tell.
Because my holy symbol is my hammer.
Magical guidance that anyways.
From the hammer, I think the crack on it kind of flares. As I'm saying the kind of rude prayer.
Yeah.
To gain my spell slots back.
Yeah. A little bit of fuck you in there.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Excellent. As you loot that body, you would find what looks to be just a nasty little dagger on the Kenku's hip. What's so funny about that?
I think it's a funny way of describing a dagger.
There's like daggers, but then there's like nasty little daggers. The ones that have a little bit of a hook.
It's like an extra curve.
Yeah. You find a nasty
serrated edge.
You would find on him a spell scroll of greater invisibility. And you would find on him a spell scroll of cone of cold. That is all you would find on him, unfortunately.
pocketing all the stuff.
Excellent. As you pocket all that stuff, sorry, Caleb, I didn't mean to pat you.
No, I like
your
that.
Bare hairy leg there.
Right. What are we doing?
Why wasn't looting the bodies? We should. Are we staying? Are we going?
You know who you're talking about.
I didn't mean what are you doing. That was quite obvious. No, no, I meant what are we doing?
Do you have the other three?
Yeah, behind Agnar, you see what looks to be a ginger tabby cat male who's looking very scruffy. You would see a black feline figure, more feminine, and you would also see an upright parrot that's just like.
Are there any more of you?
No, as far as I can tell, just us. The rest are dead.
The tabaxi speaks up and says, maybe we let Polly talk about, maybe we will do the more heavy emotional lifting. And yeah, I'm sorry, what?
Give her a crack at it.
That's pretty racist, to be honest.
Okay.
You're making cracker jokes for a parrot?
I don't mind. I love a parrot. I mean, I'll have a cracker. Do you have a cracker? A Triscuit? A Ritz?
Check his body while you're there. See if he's got any.
Me?
Him?
No. Azarek.
Oh, I couldn't find any crackers. No.
Sorry, out of crackers. From what the intel I gathered, I think this is pretty much all of them. Maybe there's some miners left back in the cave, but
there's probably the few outside that we left out there. I'm not sure if they came in at all, but
No. Sorry. I could hear. We could hear some coming. Yes, I think they could hear us. And they were coming from the mines to see what was happening. So.
Should we be running away or should we be setting up? I mean, there's a lot of us.
Do you want to keep this temple in the name of Brigantia?
They all pretty much at the same time say yes.
Then I guess we'll stay in.
Excellent. Excellent.
Where's a good stronghold for you to hole up?
I suppose if we're going to corner them here in the... in the caves, perhaps we head back to the temple itself, find somewhere quiet to shut the door. Is that big, strong, shiny guardian still up and running?
Oh, right, yes.
Maybe we hide on the other side of that.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yes, I thought so as well. Shh. Do you want any of us to stay with you just in case?
Why don't, I mean, I suppose we could all go in there, no?
I think we all go in there. I look around and it's like, I think if you have any healing spells left, you need to use them now. And then you could stay hidden. Because right. We're looking a little fucking raggedy.
I've found that sometimes holding on to the healing spell until someone goes down is also better. But if you want a healing, you look scary man in the high heels.
I can help too. I'm quite fine over here.
So as we're moving into that room, we'll be doing this.
Yeah.
So that is going to be 8 points of healing to you, Edirath, and Nesh is tapped. You watch as the bunny man, the Harangon, kind of darts around and says, which one are you? You're looking for sure. Who needs healing? Who needs you need to be pepped up a little bit?
Yep.
I got you. Yep. He is going to 5, 7, 8, 9, 10 points of healing to you as he cures wounds on you as well. And he goes, I'm pretty much tat as far as that goes. So,
right.
Oh my goodness.
In the room with you. Sorry.
On a scale of 1 to 100, how are the two of you feeling?
No, but today, let's do 102.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm on almost a scale of 1 to 103.
Right, so how would you say you're feeling?
About a 25.
Right.
I'm good.
Good, or?
I'm all right. He's limping with a cracked shell.
Okay, right.
I'm decent. We can
tell on. From you priority looting the other bodies.
Well, for a matter of fact, I've got some stuff that might be useful in the coming fight.
Good, keep looking.
So Alpin, look at that. Go try and search for that. For any weapons.
You do it.
Of course. For the big lizard.
Yeah, he goes over to the big lizard. He falls, trips, stumbles a little bit, and lands on Alpin. The lizard. And he goes, I'm in no position to be making any ability checks. If you need me to do anything, I think I'm just.
That's fucking true. No. I'll go over and look at the lizard guy.
He is moving half speed.
So Alpin, get in the room with the rest.
I was on my way.
As we're going, Agnar's just going to clutch onto the pendant again and just say, we could use a bit of pepping up. And I'm going to use my divine channel divinity to heal. What am I doing? Where'd it go? Edirath.
You're looking up his name for a second there.
That guy over there.
Edirath, so I can give you another 25 hit points.
Yeah.
And then I have another 25 to give away for anybody else. On the same chart.
Do you need anything?
Not particularly. not like. All right, I can't take any of this, actually. No.
Oh, then
I can only take you up to half your hit points.
I'll take them.
Excellent. Are you all heading to the room, or are some of you staying out? As you run down the hallway, you see the Guardian of Faith in the doorway there. What are we all doing?
Too tight, is it?
We could go in there and just try and be quiet for a little bit. Maybe get a little bit of a short resting time.
I don't think we have that much time.
No.
I could also potentially lure them in.
Which is good as well.
It's getting louder, closer.
Right, let's just go in.
You up for it? I'll put the necklace of disguise on and I'll turn into
again.
Wounded lizard folk.
Yeah, wounded lizard folk. Excellent.
Don't shoot the short one.
I'm going to disappear around the corridor, the corner.
Yeah, okay.
Excellent. Where I killed the Kenku.
Can you read spells?
In the caving kind of system?
Like, so I'm hidden, because it's like that back room there, yeah?
Toss you the...
Yeah, you killed the Kenku pretty much where you are
the
on the
scroll
map.
Of invisibility.
The cave with you. But yeah, if you head around the corner towards the temple, yeah, you can kind of hide around the corner there, yeah. Excellent. Yeah, don't worry about moving all those. It's all good. Yeah. Okay.
I toss the scroll of greater invisibility to Edirath.
Nice.
I think I can read.
Scroll of invisibility, greater invisibility there. As you make your way, force just around the corner there, the rest of you in the room, you hear footsteps slowing down, and you would hear in Draconic.
Draconic, who did this? How are they? Spread out, find who did this.
And you hear footsteps.
You coming down the hallway?
You would watch as one lizard folk comes down the hallway there. You see he's armed with like a big spade. You would see that coming out from the other side, the corner there, would be one guy who seems to have like dynamite strapped to him, like bundles of dynamite to clear out the passageway. And you would see that a third guy is just coming behind him, and he has what looked to be two like little garden shovels, garden spades. What are they called? Trowels.
Trowels.
Yeah. and as they come around the corner, they immediately look at you, and the guy with the dynamite says, "You there? What happened here?"
The intruders, they ambushed us, and there's not many alive, but I think some are around. There's only a few left.
What intruders?
Well, there was an elven fellow. There was a half-elven fellow. And I think the turtle.
Quarter elven fell. A turtle. Right.
Some of the priests got out as well.
Oh, no. We are going to check these rooms here. You check the one behind you. Check the temple.
And they kind of spread into the rooms. You watch as they step into each of the rooms. Yeah.
This room?
The one right behind you.
And oh.
Have you checked it?
Yes, I've checked it.
Okay, fine.
Oh, shit.
This is not going well.
Come here. Help us check these rooms.
Fuck.
We pair up. No one on their own.
I hope you all heard that.
You hear that as Hazareth steps away. The trowel and the shovel guy team up, and you're stuck next to the guy with the dynamite hanging
God
off
damn
him.
It.
Oh, no.
You can kind of crack open the door, those of you, and you can kind of see down the hallway the slight glow of the Guardian of Faith spilling out. What are you all doing? They start to check these rooms at the back here.
Come out wherever you are, little turtle man, little elven man, little half elven man, little quarter elven man.
There was no quarter man.
There's only three of them.
Yeah, once they've slipped, are they... They've headed towards force?
No, they've stayed down the further end of the corridor. They're going room to room before they make it down to where
Azeroth lizard folk evidently already investigated.
I'm gonna walk. I'm about to lose my cool.
Yeah, I'm gonna. I'll be right back. And Agnar's gonna pop out of the door.
Excellent. You see Force just off to your right.
And then head back into the cave area.
Yeah, so you go down the hallway a little bit. Yeah. So as you walk past that first room is pretty much where Azeroth and Dynamite Guy are. If you'd like to make a stealth check to creep past that open doorway. Azeroth, you can just hear running down the hallway.
I'll start coughing really loud.
Are you okay?
I'm fine. Keep searching. Just the wounds.
Go ahead and roll with advantage, Agnar. Were you aiming for the dice tray?
No, I wasn't.
I hope not.
Okay. 13.
13. Okay. As you creep past, this guy's actively searching. As you step past the doorway there is a particularly kind of loud bop that you do, and he whips his head around and looks over your shoulder, Azeroth, and he says, grabs you and kind of pulls you to him, and he says, just out there, I heard one of them.
No, that that was me. I'm trying to lure out, there were some bird folk, I'm trying to lure them out. You know, Brock? Brock? Like this.
Are you saying Brock?
Yeah. Brock?
Ash?
Gotcha.
Roll a deception check for me. Make that just a flat roll.
15.
He looks at you and he goes, it's a very good impression.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Agnar, you dart out and around.
Where is she going?
You would hear the footsteps back out in the hallway.
This one's clear.
This one's clear as well. And they start to make their way back out in the corridor. What are y'all doing?
Can I make a perception check behind me into the temple if there's anyone above
us? Yeah.
Well, that'll do. 16 plus whatever perception. 6, 22.
You hear no one in the temple. You might hear the slight chatter of a couple of Kenku just outside. No more than like 3 or 4 or however many were just out there. Mm-hmm. They don't seem interested in coming in at all. Just these three.
Do I make a move? Do I wait?
Here's what we'll do. Everyone take one stick of dynamite, light it, and toss it in a room each. That way we can be sure there's no invisibles or anything.
That's a really good idea.
I thought so. Hands you a stick of dynamite. You have a stick of dynamite. Tosses another. Well,
before we do that, I feel like we should discuss. I've never operated one of these before. You watch. Look like you haven't.
I'm going to walk
the one
the
down
corner.
The end of the hallway.
Do I see him?
Yeah, the one down the end of the hallway is turning to throw it back
down.
I'm going to
point the trident at him and say, hold.
Okay. Yes. Excellent.
Amazing.
What is the saving throw there?
DC 15 something. Okay. DC 15. Where is it?
This is going to be a big boy mammoth roll.
It just says DC 15.
DC 15. Okay.
I don't know what on though.
It'd be wisdom, I assume.
Okay. Yeah, probably.
DC 15. Okay. He has to roll a 14 or higher.
Oh, fuck. Guarantee you roll an 18.
Here we go.
Oh.
Oh, it's cocked on the dog bed, technically. Caleb, do you want to pick that up and roll it once more?
Yeah.
I was going to say, that just
nice up your floor.
Just pick it up.
I'll do like a bowling roll.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
He. His eyes go wide and he goes, ah! And as he's holding the dynamite, he watches the fuse goes down and the guy with all the other dynamite on him says, fucking move. And they run down towards you,
as they do. I'm going to Rhymes Binding Ice the ones running away so that they
get that.
No, it's just an area effect.
Okay, yeah. What's the saving throw there?
That's Constitution, I believe, 17. Okay. Yeah, Constitution 17.
That is a 17 on the dice for one of them, a 15 for a 17 on the dice.
Shit.
Another one. They will take the damage.
Yeah, they take 3d8.
As they're running away, I gotta remember how much damage dynamite does.
Oh, terrible.
We also have to talk about Trident of Fish Command.
Oh.
What's up, bruv?
on a beast that has an innate swimming speed, apparently.
Oh.
I'll allow it for now.
Okay.
Don't you also have...
I mean, they're
a
lizard.
Oh, I do. I have spells. I could just use a spell.
Yeah, I'll say that you used a spell for that. Yeah, absolutely. Cool. Excellent.
While they're doing that, Agnar is just like...
trotting around the outside. Yeah, yeah.
To get back around where the mine entrance would be.
Yeah.
So traveling through to kind of sneak up on them from behind.
Yeah.
Was the goal.
Okay, excellent. Yeah. As you trot around the outside there, how much damage did they take?
Seven.
Okay. Here's what happens. He holds the dynamite. As the other one tries to dart away, he's going to stick a dynamite. That's 66 already damage. as that happens, I'm going to roll a dexterity check for the guy, and I need you to make a dexterity saving throw as well, please, Azareth, to see if you can get away from here. Here's the thing. The DC is 12. You are right next to this guy who has... More sticks of dynamite on him.
Sorry, Azareth.
I'm going to use a sorcery point to use magical guidance to reroll.
Yeah. The DC is 12 for half damage. I'll say that if you get 12, 13, 14, 15, if you get a 16 or above, you get out of the blast radius.
Nope.
So you take the reroll. Nine.
Okay. Nine with... Yeah, it was a seven and a three.
So as this one stick explodes, the guy holding it, it slow motion ignites. The one next to it ignites. As the shockwave and the fire kind of billow out, the shockwave hits you and the other lizard folk in the back. You then glance across. You've got dynamite in your hand that also goes off.
Bad fucking idea.
And you watch as the lizard guy next to you with dynamite all over him goes...
Oh, no.
Does that compound? Like, does that, like...
And it goes down the corridor.
Here's what happens. You've all played Bomberman, you know. Yeah.
Should have got out.
There is the rest of you in the room and Agnar there. There is just as the whole place shakes and rubble just kind of drops down. I need you, Force, to roll for me. 3, 6, 9.
Oh, no.
9, 12, 35, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21 D6, please.
What? I'm not going to make it.
He doesn't even have that many hit points.
That is 3d6 per stick of dynamite.
Oh my god.
Here's 10.
Your hit dice are d6s.
not great. 2, 4, 8, 10, 20.
Nope. This is half?
No, this is not half.
No, but this is half of the dice that he's rolled.
20, that's 33.
Nope.
keep going. No. We're going to see how far down you go.
Big nope.
And one more after that, I think.
So that'd be 20 totals. So the 33, that's 35, 40, 45, 50, 55, 59, 62. One more.
63 points of damage. boom! As it explodes, the two lizard folk holding the one stick each are blown back against the wall, splattered as they hit the back. The guy next to you is just exploded. As he explodes, you take the brunt of it as you're thrown against the wall. As you hit the wall, does it take you under negative 63? I don't think so.
It won't.
No. Beautiful.
Oh, it literally is my max hit points, but I had 47 current hit points.
You hit the ground.
However, I have a question.
Yeah.
Never rolled. So that was 63 points of damage.
Correct.
I have an ability that says strength of the grave. That means I can make a charisma saving throw.
Yeah.
With a DC of 5 plus, I think it's half the damage taken or the damage
taken.
Yes, so 5
plus 63.
60. So it has to be the 4.
5 plus 21.
So that's impossible.
DC 26.
DC 26.
DC 26.
Yeah. What's your charisma saving throw modifier?
It's a plus 9.
So you can make
it. Yeah.
Are you within 10 feet of me?
No.
Definitely not. Otherwise, you would have been taking that.
He got blown towards
you. So you need to roll. What do you need to roll to hit 17. You need to roll a 17 or higher on the dice.
On a charisma, yeah.
And I'll get you to do it on the board here. So we can all...
Just going to read it, make sure. reduces you to 0 hit points.
No, it's the damage taken, not half the damage taken.
So it's the damage taken.
Yeah, so it'd be 68.
So you need to beat 68. I will say you need to roll a nat 20.
Nat 20.
Yeah. We're looking for a nat 20 for Azareth to stay up.
I don't... This No, not this dice. This one got me the natural 20 before.
What? No.
Nope. Fuck. What was it?
Nine.
You hit the wall.
That was your saving throw.
You watch Force as he hits the wall in slow motion. You see him, his body kind of crumple. You see his head smack the wall with a thick thud. Blood spray out, and then the fire hit him, and he is charred, and he drops to the ground unconscious. These guys are out, but we are rolling on initiative essentially to... Try and.
I'm gonna run towards him.
Okay, you run towards him. After hearing this explosion, what are you two doing?
Running towards the source of the explosion.
I am opening the fucking door to see what happened.
Yeah.
You wasn't me.
You see Azareth like on the ground, like Pompeii, essentially. You come running out. As you come running out, there are sections of the corridor that are starting to drop. And rock that are narrowly missing these two. Force, you get there first. What are you doing?
Raise up my shield over my head and then put my last 5 lay on hands into
him. Okay, nice. Shield overhead. 5 lay on hands on you. You are up with 5 hit points, Azareth, and 1 point of exhaustion.
Why did you cast fireball?
What? No.
Why did you cast fireball in that situation?
Why did I cast fireball?
Why did you do it?
I casted a very specific ice-based spell.
You two arrive.
What the fuck is going on?
Rock. One hits Force's shield.
I think we should probably go upstairs.
Yes.
It's clean down here now.
Yep.
Leaving.
And starts to cave in.
I need help.
Let's go.
Quick, come on. Quick, everybody.
It's crunchy. Oh.
Who's grabbing Azareth as the clerics and Alpen dart out, see this happening? My leash!
Run.
Starts to run towards you.
No,
you say run. Oh, he turns and runs back out the other way. He's very slow, by the way. He's kind of hobbling as it kind of starts to cave in. Who's grabbing Azareth?
Do you want this to Edirath or should I?
I got this.
Okay.
I got you.
I'm gonna grab onto him, and then I'm going to shift.
Officer and a gentleman. Him.
Ooh. Officer and a gentleman.
Oh, wait, no, I cannot do that.
I love that.
Has not been a long rest yet.
No, it has not been a long rest yet.
Ability yet.
Excellent.
Okay, I grab him and I retch for a moment. I sort of...
I'm peeling.
Go ahead and give me an athletics check, Edirath, to see if you can get him up and out with full speed. 20. Yeah, you pick him up. Rocks start to fall behind. As the rocks start to fall behind, you all run out. Just need a dex saving throw from the two of you, Edirath and Azareth, as you bring up the rear. Take it with advantage, because Force is kind of holding up his shield.
At their waist.
Shut the fuck up. You're batting rocks away.
With the hammer.
Yeah.
Plus 4?
Yeah.
Plus 4 as well, yeah.
20.
20.
27.
You narrowly avoid getting clipped by rocks as you slow motion run and jump into the temple proper right as the walkway just on this side kind of a bit of dust blows out.
Whoa.
And you are safe.
That's
on
the
main
list.
Temple floor.
Oh. What? That tunnel needed to be collapsed. Oh. So I think
the six clerics.
What happened?
We've killed everybody. We collapsed the temple. Yeah, I think we're doing pretty good for a day's work.
But how? So wait, how did everything blow up?
They had dynamite. Well, I'm assuming how they were digging the tunnels in the first place.
Like dynamite.
Dynamite.
Yeah. One of them held onto the stick of dynamite too long and kind of blew everybody up.
Well,
insight check.
Go ahead, make a.
I mean, it's the truth.
make it whatever all you wish. As Elpin hobbles over to you, Azareth.
Melish, I thought I'd lost you. It looked like I lost you.
It still kind of does. Oh, this is. I'm gonna start prestidigitationing some of the flaily skin and crustiness and.
Agnor's 20. Gonna come over and. Help get a bit of like water out, and with that also cast cure wounds.
I was like, water's great, but healing would be better.
Yeah. Magical water.
Thanks for the care.
Heal me.
You look thirsty.
15.
Seems to be telling the truth.
1d8.
As you make it into that main area, you watch as the tabaxi male and the parrot kind of drag over some of the pews, kind of press them up against the door.
12.
as they press them up against the door, Nesh kind of turns around and says,
right, well, thank you. We all seem like we could use a good night's sleep.
Right.
Are we still in danger?
We should probably make sure everyone is on.
Yeah. Kenku?
Yeah.
Any Kenku around?
Yeah, you're able to kind of step up. There's a little bit of kind of faffing around as some of the pews are tilted up onto the edge for you to kind of climb up and get to the small stained glass window at the top there. Who's standing on top of an upright pew in order to look out and down at the Kenku?
Probably me.
I'm not.
As they're stacking pews, Agnar's just going to like slowly like start flying.
Nesh looks at you and says, oh, it's been so long since I've been able to do that. Starts to flap her wings, and one of them's kind of kinked, and she's like, ah, you, maybe it's best if I rest before I do that.
Yes. Oh, we look at that in a moment.
Yeah, I'm going to try and fly, but I don't think that's not going to work.
Yeah.
That is a 10.
A 10, nope. You take off very, very slowly.
Oh, yeah.
And as you kind of shakily make your way up,
yeah,
you get to the window there, you can make a perception check for me.
Yeah, get there about the time that
Edorath's climbed up acrobatics.
Yeah.
Just to balance yourself up there.
That is a 15.
15, beautiful. 15, you are barely hanging on there as you're like,
hello?
Hi.
You're okay?
Yep.
Right.
Yep.
Gonna like look out the window. That is a, I was just looking at it. Dang it. 19. Perception.
As you look out, you would see that looking down, there are four Kenku just kind of trotting about. One of them seems to be pressing their ear against the door, having heard the explosion. The other three appear to have gotten the cart that had supplies on it, and they appear to be trying to like get it moving and trundling and heading away from here. They're just like,
got it, Kenku.
One Kenku at the door, the rest are like trying to gesture for it to follow them, and it kind of starts to
I mean,
can't let them get away if they know too much.
Maybe if we tell them that the fighting's over, and if they want to come in, then, you know, and surrender, then that's okay.
Gonna jump out the window.
Oh my god.
Oh!
You jump out the window, make a strength saving throw as you hit the ground.
That seemed unnecessary.
That was stained glass.
Oh.
Does he know how expensive that is?
That's tough to make.
That's kind of like desecrating a temple, technically.
I mean,
I think that was pretty cool.
Unless it has many.
You said.
Huh?
Strength check.
Strength saving throw. Yeah. Strength saving throw. Yeah.
That is an 8.
Go ahead and take 3 points of bludgeoning as you land on the ground there. The Kenku at the door immediately looks up at you and goes, ah! The other three kind of start to flap their wings to get away.
I'm gonna bring out the sword and...
Well, he jumped out the window.
Why?
There was three Kenku outside, and I said we should tell them they can surrender and it'll be okay.
Seems like a normal response.
You can see, like, in the height of the window, just puffs of, like, black feathers. Tell me how you take down four Kenkus. They're not going to fight you.
I think I grab the one that's by the door and just sort of take him for a ride for a bit.
Yeah.
And then
grab his beak and drag him along.
Yeah. Yep. And then I run after the other three and I do some Assassin's Creed unnecessary flips.
Yeah.
Slicing.
Flipping over one of them, flipping over the other, like the Batman games.
Yeah. Just vaulting over them. Arkham game, just flipping over them, just whirling dervish with the scimitar.
You kind of gain your breath as you're kind of there. The Kenku's kind of on the ground, the cart there. As they're on the ground there, we cut back inside hearing this.
Does he need help?
Yes. Not doing anything out there, no.
Oh, okay.
Agnar's gonna fly back down.
Oh. Azra's going to take a seat on one of the pews.
Mm-hmm.
Just kind of look around and
Sir Alpin pulls off his helmet, kind of blood pouring out of it, sits it down, starts to take off his gauntlets and things, and kind of slumps down in a pew as well. The clerics start to dart off through the second corridor. There's still rubble and dust, and they start to kind of pick their way through, trying to find food and kind of water and things for you guys. They bring little flasks of water to drink, and very, very old but still edible food is brought and kind of placed out there. This place is in ramshackles, especially where it fell, where it was exploded. However, they have been living here, so there are living facilities. There is old, like musty bedrolls and things like that. And you guys are here, able to take a breath. Edirath's still outside. As you are outside, you would see that the sun's kind of late in the sky, not too late in the sky. Hasn't been too long. You can hear the howls and screeches of other creatures. Can you make a wisdom saving throw for me with disadvantage? After killing these four Kenku, you feel your blood start to bubble and boil, and you feel the boom, 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 boom of blood in your ears. You start to hear the howl of creatures. You see something moving in the woods, and you start to feel that urge to go out and hunt, start to build the tattoo where Book kind of filled in your Fiona tattoo, starts to kind of burn as a reminder of something. The only thing you can hear in your head is Serana.
You feeling all right, Edirath? You have this kind of look in your eye.
Oh, it feels good, not gonna lie.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I like that we're doing stuff. Where did that come from? I like that we're doing stuff.
Yep.
Oh, blimey. But yeah, I think that maybe you should get some rest, maybe. Or at least a deep breath.
I don't know why it did that.
Well, I guess they were getting away. But I mean, we could have maybe took them as prisoners. I mean, you've been through a lot today.
Well, everyone has.
Back inside the temple, the scraping of pews being dragged away from the door.
Agno's going to sit and just start praying quietly. Sort of gentle glow kind of appearing, almost like sunlight through
one of the higher,
one of the like cracks in the wall roof.
Yeah.
And I'm going to cast a prayer of healing.
Nice. As Nesh and the Harangong and a couple of the other priests come and sit cross-legged with you, start to mutter the same prayer.
That will be for... So how bad are these two? And how bad do the healers look?
The healers will be fine. Azarus looking pretty bad.
Pretty rough.
Pretty burnt.
Pretty burnt and crispy. Edirath hasn't come back in yet.
Yeah, Edirath.
Yeah, and I'm looking okay.
Yeah.
Not fantastic, but I'm moving around doing this.
Healers look fine. Yeah. Alpin's fine, yeah. So go ahead and roll your healing. As you start to pray, your ears start to ring with this beautiful harmonic chord, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fold, the major lift. you hear this beautiful chord in your ears.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's the version we need. As you pray there, you look up at the statue of Brigantia, somewhat grimy, somewhat slightly defiled, and it just tilts its head almost imperceptibly towards you in like a nod. And as it nods to you, you feel this flush of Brigantian energy there. Go ahead and describe your healings,
one
please.
One more D8.
Yeah. Yep.
15 plus 10, 25 hit points.
Excellent.
Each?
25, yeah.
Holy
guacamole.
It takes a good 10 minutes as you're doing
back to
this.
Where I was before I got blown up.
Got a little D&D.
And that's for yeah, up to six people.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. As you're healing, you feel this great kind of choral.
Yeah, sort of chordal note. The circle of clerics. The sunlight sort of pooling from Agna and then spreading kind of around, now like little threads of sunlight through their hands. Philip, then like little threads pulling it out to the people in the
nice. Bit. It's at that point that the door would open, and after about 10 minutes, you're probably good to come back in. You've calmed down, but
probably also have some supplies as well from the
From the cart there. There's a number of what look to be like ale casks, but also more bundles of dynamite and what appears to be more digging equipment and stuff like that.
Oh, so no food, no.
There are ration packs there. Probably yeah.
Grab ration packs, med packs.
Med packs, yeah. There are two med kits by the looks of it. Yeah.
Grab those.
Yeah. Excellent.
Any holy hand grenades?
As there is a deadly bunny out there somewhere, though. As you step back into the temple, I hand it over to you guys.
As Azareth kind of feels the healing energy, he'll be watching kind of Agnar and the other healers in their circle doing their prayer thing. And he'll just kind of feel comfort and think about, you know, what it is to have like a meaningful relationship with a god, and how that transfer from god to like disciple, like the transfer of power kind of occurs, and what that relationship is like. And he'll just look to Sir Alpin and think and say, "That was close, wasn't it, for us? Thor said he saved you. Who were you? We're still going then, I see.
How did I get here?
You don't remember?
No, no. How did I get here? Who?
Not sure what you mean, who?
What brought me here?
Well, we're not entirely sure, but some deck of cards.
Who's got them?
Why are you asking?
I need to go back.
Right. If that's what you want.
Do you have the cards?
I don't have the cards.
Right. I need to go back. I've left. I shouldn't have left.
Sorry, but it wasn't your choice, Sir Alpin. And if you want to go back...
I need to go back. Different.
All right, well, we should rest first, catch our breath, and we can revisit this.
He nods.
And I'll kind of...
Nar hears.
Yeah, it's a fairly small chamber. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm not trying to hide it. Either. Yeah.
Where'd they go?
Well done, I think. That was...
Right.
We're all still here, and
thank you for. I mean, yes, sort of. I mean, it's a little blown up, but we save the temple, I think. So, thank you.
It was our pleasure, I guess. How was everyone? Were all the priests okay? Or
I very tired.
We'll set up bedrolls over in this corner.
So loud. All right,
I'll come. Bringing him. Calm down.
Yes, we should all rest.
Why do we know why they were digging? I've overheard something about getting more healers and something about Lorna Cath.
No, I don't know.
I haven't had any conversation with any of them.
You haven't chatted with any of the healers or anything yet, but
yes, I'm sure there's lots we can ask and talk about, but first we should rest, eat, discuss everything in the morning.
Don't have to tell me twice. I kind of get up.
Mm. The healers are setting up bits of food, various things. There's a fireplace in the main area that doesn't do much, but it does more ceremonial than anything, but it does, it is lit. The tabaxi male says, it might attract a few individuals with the smoke, but they usually show a little bit of respect when it comes to the temple here. Nesh kind of waddles over and says, it's a little early to be having a sleep, but we can keep watch if you need to. I mean, we all need sleep. No. And a good midday nap is always welcome. You're welcome to stay as long as you want. We've got some repairing and rebuilding to do and digging and those sorts of things.
Oh, Nesh, you should have a sleep.
Oh, I will. I just want to make sure everyone else is okay.
First of all, introductions, I guess I'll do. So you're Nesh?
I'm Nesh, yes.
Heard, this is Nesh.
You've heard a lot about you.
Right? Like what?
Nothing too specific, just that you exist.
And that right. Agnar cares very much about you.
Well, that's nice because I care very much about Agnar as well. And I do indeed exist.
Agnar's just going to reach over and like grab Nesh's hand and give it a little squeeze.
Yeah, she grabs your hand back and kind of coos a little bit.
This is Edirath. This is Azareth. I get you, Gilden, don't worry. That's Alpin, and I am Force.
Very pleased to meet you, and although the violence is regretful, we're very grateful for what you've done, and Brigantia will be with you always, thanks to your tenacity.
Yeah, it's quite impressive. Brigantia hasn't abandoned me, and I'll give look to Agnar.
Do you pray to Brigantia? Is Brigantia what you're...
Force has a complicated relationship with his former deity, and so no.
Right, well, regardless, Brigantia will still look or watch over you, regardless of whether you believe in her or not.
Yeah, so I learned quite a bit about what they were doing here and why. I just have one major question is, what the heck is going on out in the Howling Ring? When did all the weird pomp and circumstance start happening out there?
No more than maybe 2 or 3 weeks ago. As a result of, I'm not sure what, but we only became aware of it as a result of their mining, trying to dig their way back to Lorna Cath. As soon as we knew we were going to get overrun, we collapsed the tunnels to keep the other temple and the city safe. Precautions in case the wild ones want to come and break in. They decided to dig their way out through many of our tunnels, and they revealed a vein of underdark underneath us. It seems to be moving from a northerly direction south. I wouldn't be surprised if it runs right under the city of Lorna Cath itself. So I would hazard a guess that might be what's infecting some of the creatures in the Howling Ring. You're right. I have seen that there's been an influx of oddities.
I did overhear that what you were doing to the previous inhabitants of this place, you were doing something to them to stave off the sickness and exhaustion.
We are a safe haven for those in the Howling Ring that seek us. I can't speak for the rest of the Howling Ring itself, but this particular section, if you're in the Howling Ring and you're in trouble, and no judgment on our behalf, if it helps you get through your year, then we are happy to help out.
What signs should we look for in the transition to the animalian aspect of ourselves?
You mean, what like, should you look out for?
Yeah, like the bald turkeys that were flying here.
Right, what should you look for as far as you ourselves transforming into something odd?
Is that a possibility we can...
Yes, some people see it and find it in different ways. Some of them it's weird transformations, some of it's dripping ooze and ink, some of it it's proper ferocious anger,
We saw a number of tabaxis have become quite swole, I believe is the term. Mm-hmm. There are weird... it's like people have become more animalistic and more so warped.
Did that affect... I mean, anyone here in the temple who'd already gone through their first year and had sort of...
No, it didn't seem to. It didn't seem to affect the unfortunate individuals that came in to try and hurt us. Right. It must be only if you haven't completed your your howling.
Right. So I think we're all okay. Well, we're all okay, but...
Adarath, maybe you should speak up.
You shut up.
They might be able to help.
I got the mark from Book. It's fine.
I saw what you did out there. It was pretty cool, I won't lie, but kind of messed up. I'm
not going to lie, it feels weirdly nice to be here. Like, just out.
Yeah.
Nesh says, we can talk all you want to. I do think that we should start resting, though.
Yes.
If there's anyone that wishes to take a watch, we're going to watch ourselves. I believe one of us each are going to start the cleanup. So, yes.
You should all really rest. Rest first, and then the cleanup. I'll watch. I'll.
We'll all watch. Well,
you need rest too.
Not as much as you do.
Well, the three of us, kind of gestures to herself, the Harangon and the other kind of more clean bird individual, can stay up at least without being exhausted. But the three of you, gestures to the tabaxi, the two tabaxi and the parrot, and say, you three rest down. And they kind of begrudgingly agree, but they kind of curl up on mats in the corner. Everyone in the temple at this point, mats in the corner, and fall asleep the second they hit the pillow. So Alpin kind of pulls himself to his feet. He's just in armored kind of boots. Everything else is off. He's very, very bruised and cut up and looks, he's got like a swollen eye. And he says, I'm happy to watch if I need to as well.
You are not needed. I don't think so.
No, you're not allowed. Go to sleep.
He takes a good look at all four of you. And he kind of, can I get, I need a deception check from you and persuasion checks from the rest of you, please. That is at disadvantage. Okay.
Me too is at disadvantage.
Yeah, disadvantage for, a lot of you.
Pretty good.
Persuasion?
Persuasion, please.
What are we persuading?
Well, yeah, what? I might not be persuading. 20.
You're 23.
Persuading.
Six. Okay. 11. Okay. He glances around. He gives you a nod, Azareth. He looks at you, Force, and just kind of gives you an appreciative, like a soldier's cheers. Looks at you, Agnar. Kind of frowns a little bit. Kind of nods. Looks across it as he dances. Looks across at Edirath and just gives you a once up and down. Looks back to Agnar. Right. I'll sleep. And he walks over to where the clerics are and kind of curls up on a bed.
Carry some of his armor over and lay it next to him.
Yeah,
just in case you need to get ready quick.
He looks back up at you and he says, if you tell me who has the cards, I'll tell you my name. And he rolls back over and starts to sleep.
That's the only way I'm going to find out, isn't it?
Excellent.
I have one note and it's written right here. It's his name.
Hide that shit.
I'm just waiting for one of you guys to slip.
Excellent. As we come to a long rest starting quite early in the day, Nesh, the Harangon, and the other more eagle-looking individual are there. Nesh says, well, I'm going to stay up with Agnar. If you want one of us to stay up with you, we're happy to, but I think I have some catching up to do.
No, you two go nuts.
Okay. Is anyone doing anything before they start their long rest, which is pretty much going to be at midday? You guys are going to, midday, 1 o'clock, you're going to come back to around 9, 10 p.m., unless you wish to take another rest on top of that. More downtime.
Yeah, I guess we could do like rest while awake rest.
So if you want to take an 8-hour long rest like and sleep. Get all your stuff back, or you can spend the rest of the day in downtime. So you can have a short rest, roll your hit die and all that, but we can talk about what we're doing during downtime before you hit night, which might be a better way. Excellent.
Yeah.
So over this 8-hour period of downtime, what would everyone be doing here, kind of locked in to the Temple of Brigantia?
Just filling Nesh in on literally everything that Agnar can remember.
Excellent.
Happening with some sort of gaps and stumbles and confusion.
Yeah. She says, you seem a little bit less assuming than you were before. Is you sure everything's okay up there? Have you taken a bonk to the noggin?
Well, I think the way they explained it was there was some sort of, okay, there's these cards and they do things. And one of them did that.
Right.
Yes, but I have a book and that's been helping.
Right.
Then she pulls out the book that's sort of barely open. But
yeah, you can read that for the next little while. Nesh says, perhaps at the temple proper, they'll be able to help you a little more.
Right. Oh, I hope so.
Yes. What's everyone else doing over this downtime? Jesus.
I'm going to polish Sir Alpin's armor.
Nice. Very nice. Yeah. You start to polish Sir Alpin's armor. You're getting rid of the grime and the muck.
Yeah.
As you kind of rub away at the armor, you go to like the inside of the breastplate, a little stamped tag with Sir Alpin's name there.
Are there any like family crests or anything I could roll a history check on?
Give me a history check. Use that rolled for a while.
Yeah, that dice just doesn't stop rolling. I think I go to history, but that's a 6 on the die. My history is a 15.
You would find not a family crest, but you would find a stamp that would indicate to you that Alpin would have been somewhat of a higher up soldier in King Aloysius Colm's kind of forces. You would recognize it as a leader's kind of mark.
As Force is polishing the armor, Azrith would go up to him and sort of in like a hushed kind of tone, not to disturb Alpin. I think he's realizing a lot of things for us, and he asked who has the cards. He needs to go back. He's been saying. Any thoughts on that? I don't want to tell him who has
thing is a person, a humanoid, should be able to make conscious decisions over their whole life. Under their own power, they might not succeed, but they should be given that choice. So if he wants to leave, send him on his fucking way.
But if he wants to leave using the cards, that's...
I don't know if he wants to leave using the cards. I'll go against that as well, but... Hey, you never know. Maybe he pulls out something like an eagle the size of a boat.
Yeah, and then you can fly home, is what you're saying?
Yeah. Okay. We don't know what powers those cards have in them.
Well, we know some.
We know some.
That are not good.
Yeah. But... if he wants to go, fucking shake his hand, say thank you, good luck, and I owe you my life. If he needs help, offer it to him. We can head off there after we get sorted here.
But we're headed to Lorna Cath now.
here it is in this.
No, but right. I mean, I'm not going to send him on his way in the Howling Ring.
If he wants to go, are you going to stop him?
You know, as well as I do, he won't make it through the Howling Ring.
That's his decision.
Don't you think sometimes people make decisions out of the best interest for some people? Whether it's what that person entirely wants or not.
All I know is that he was bound to you against his will. Now that I was fine with it, thinking that he was a magically summoned creature. This is why I've been trying to force him to get his memories back. Because if he did have a previous life, then he is an indentured to you. If he wants to leave, are you going to tie him down and hold him back?
No, I don't want to tie him down, and I've been very forthcoming with him. I want what's best for him, and I don't want him bound to me if he has people that he was caring for before.
So then,
he feels like I'm doing a lot more caring for him than... He's helping. He's helping a lot. Look at him, sleeping.
Caring.
But he's lost his...
I know in the thick of battle, you get separated. But he went down time after time, got back up. And all I can say is that you weren't there. I did my best. I wasn't there. As a friend, you can tell him that you hope he stays. If you tell him, stay as his master, well, that is something we're going to have a problem with.
Take it easy. I'm not going to say that. I don't think I'm his master. These cards are... I want nothing to do with these cards. We should have never picked it up in the first place.
That was a choice he made.
Yes. Well, to be fair, I didn't know that Quadina's. Anyway.
We'll let you off on that one.
All right. Yeah. You're right. I'll tell him what I think could help, but if he wants to leave, then he can leave. And you and I have to have a conversation about Arwen.
About who?
Your ex.
Right. Why? You know something.
No, but I think you and I have a lot more in common in relation to him.
Oh, now you piqued my interest.
Might be. All right, I'm going to...
Do you have any thoughts on why Brigantia keeps healing me? She stopped me from dying?
Despite your perception of gods and your outlook on them as entities, I think that there are gods out there that, like people, want to do good and are in service of their followers more than their followers are in service of them. And I'm not speaking to your experience, but I worry that if you want to see all of gods ceasing to exist, you're going to be taking a lot of meaning away from people. That's not their choice either. And, well, I won't put words in your mouth, but...
Knife to your throat. Would you heal the person trying to kill you?
No. But that's just, I think, my path and probably Edirath's path and your path, and I don't think it's Agnar's path. I think she found that with Brigantia. Maybe you just need a... Never mind, I'm not going to say that.
Now you just interested me again.
We cut across to Agnar, Edirath. Are you guys doing anything in particular over this this time period as we head towards the evening?
No, we already... Yeah.
No?
Yeah. Just reading. Once Nesh goes off to sort of...
Yeah. Chill.
Clean things and whatnot. Agnar, they're starting to sit with the book for...
Yeah, it's starting to clear the hallway. There's still a pathway through to the cave system,
But that entire half of the temple over that side is completely collapsed. And Nesh kind of trots back and forth. But yeah, you're able to mark off a good 8 hours of that book, if you would.
Great.
I always forget, what is this book?
The Book of
Smartness.
Getting Smarter.
Oh. Well,
from like our class needs it.
From Happen.
Dummy's Guide to
Edirath. What are you doing there?
I think Edirath is sort of popped up either at a window or in the door frame.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if the door's open.
It's been shut once more and kind of pews have been dragged across, but you're able to kind of hang out if you want to. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm probably sitting on like the front stoop.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of thing, just sort of looking out into the wood, Serana, sort of off to the side.
Yeah.
Just sort of taking a moment to sort of think about everything that's happened in the last little bit. All the violence and all the, all the good that has been done, but also all the recklessness and violence that I've read.
Yeah.
Basically ever since.
Yeah.
Person thought, sort of taking some time to think about all that, and then the cards and everything he's sort of done, where he should have been dead several times over,
mm-hmm.
but somehow he's still here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Sort of
letting that sink in.
Yeah. As you contemplate your deities, your achievements, how alike you are with each other, how unlike you are with each other, how much you may or may not need each other. Thinking about the creatures you pray to, the creatures that call to you, the creatures that refuse to leave you. We'll go ahead and leave our session there.
Ooh.
You can go ahead and mark off a long rest for me.
Theater of the Mind Flip!
Thank you for listening to Theater of the Mind Flayer. If you like what you heard, give us a like, give us a review, rate us 5 stars. If you want to hear more, follow us on Patreon for more exclusive content and extra goodies. And make sure you follow us on all social media, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok at Theater of the Mind Flayer or at Mind Flayer _pod. Thanks.